And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 25th of November, 2017. It's the birthday of the composer Virgil Thompson, born 1896, Kansas City, Missouri, best known for the operas that he wrote with Gertrude Stein, Four Saints in Three Acts, The Mother of Us All, also known for the fact that he had a habit of falling asleep during concerts and insisted that he always woke up if something interesting happened. It's the birthday of the physician and science writer Lewis Thomas, born in New York City in 1913. He wrote essays explaining the mysteries of biology and medicine to lay people in books such as The Lives of a Cell and The Medusa and the Snail. His father was a doctor, his mother was a nurse, so he followed his parents into medicine, and he somehow stumbled into writing after he spent 30 years as a researcher and medical administrator. He wrote a paper on inflammation, and the New England Journal of Medicine liked it so much that they offered him a regular column, a monthly column, called Notes of a Biology Watcher. And the novelist Joyce Carol Oates became a fan of that column, urged him to put together a collection of essays, and he did, and that book was The Lives of the Cell, which went on to win a National Book Award. It's the birthday of the playwright Sheila Delaney, born in Salford, England, in 1938. She saw a production of Waiting for Godot by Samuel Beckett, inspired her to borrow a typewriter, and she locked herself up, and in a very short time she submitted her play A Taste of Honey to a director. It opened at the Theatre Royal. She was 19 years old, and it was a big hit. It's the birthday of the playwright Murray Shishkal, born in Brooklyn, 1926, author of more than 50 plays and many screenplays, best known for his play Love, L-U-V, Love, which debuted in 1964. It was a big Broadway hit. He also wrote the screenplay for the movie Tootsie. And it was on this day in 1986, Attorney General Edwin Meese revealed that proceeds from secret arms sales to Iran were illegally diverted to support Contra rebels in Nicaragua, known as the Iran-Contra affair. Here's a poem for today by John Loomis at the Lake House. Wind and the sound of wind across the bay, a chainsaw revs and stalls. I've come here to write, but instead I've been thinking about my father, who, in his last year, after his surgery, told my mother he wasn't sorry, that he'd cried when the other woman left him, that his time with her had made him happier than anything he'd ever done. And my mother, who cooked and cleaned for him all those years, cared for him after his heart attack, could not understand why he liked the other woman more than her, but he did. And she told me that after he died, she never went to visit his grave, not once. You think you know them, these creatures robed in your parents' skins. Well, you don't, any more than you know what the pines want from the wind, if the lake's content with this pale smear of sunset, if the loon calls for its mate or for another. A poem by John Loomis at the Lake House from his collection The Mansion of Happiness, published by Oberlin College Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, you can subscribe to the Poetry Magazine podcast and the Poetry Off the Shelf podcast in the iTunes Store or listen at poetryfoundation.org. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.